It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Looking for Apple Watch gifts this season? We've got some great ideas for hardware, apps, and accessories. This and a whole lot more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/Apple Watchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast episode 260, recorded Sunday, November 25th, 2018. Pavlov would be proud.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Also joining us is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Merry Christmas. I think I can say that now.
Yes, officially. It's safe to do.
Finally. The tree came up.
Tree's out listening to music, so I feel
all right.
I feel like it's not too early now to start listening to music.
Just recovering from the turkey coma.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So did y'all have a great Thanksgiving?
It's good.
I had a solid last 3 days, Tom. Thank you. Good. How about you guys?
Yeah. Fantastic. Black Friday, did either of you partake?
Not really.
How about you, Chris?
No. I went to my favorite brewery in Cleveland, Ohio, and relaxed and didn't do anything that had anything to do with Black Friday.
Okay, they didn't have any sales, I guess.
No, they did not.
But you know, there were, and I guess there still are, a lot of great deals on Apple Watches. Mm-hmm. Mostly there the are. Series 3, though, and
yes,
I even think I saw one of them for $199. It was under $200.
The 3?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think it was like
$80 off and $229 and things like that.
Right. If you wanted anything new, there wasn't really any deals to be had. We did go this past week. I went to the Apple store to get my father-in-law a new iPhone. He is 91 years old. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And my wife, she got a new phone as well. He got the blue version of the X, the 10R. Apple phone, and my wife, she got a gold 10S Max.
Ooh, nice.
But we went the day before Thanksgiving, and I know that Apple was having its big, they have a four-day event this year, started on Black Friday, but I figured that the most popular items probably wouldn't be on sale. Mm-hmm. And if they did have any offers, I guess we could always return what we got and to take advantage of the deals, because they have the, I don't know what the, it's like a 20-day return policy or something like that. But it turns out we were okay because the latest stuff was not. And all they did, all Apple offered, like they did in previous years, was gift cards. And it was for all the older devices across the board except for the HomePod. They did offer, I think it was it 50 on the HomePod?
I don't know.
A $50 gift card. That was kind of nice. They're trying to push those. But anyway, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the show or not before, but you know that if you buy a Belkin screen protector for your phone, that they'll put it on for you in the Apple Store for free. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, they have a machine that does that.
It's really cool. It puts it on without bubbles. It's like this slick little thing that they slide, put the phone into, and they put the thing on there, and they pull it back, and pull off the tab, and it's just perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
So we got the glass protector on there. I think they also have a plastic one.
Wow.
But it fits exactly the exact shape of the screen. It was $39.99, but well worth it. It's I think it comes with a lifetime guarantee or something. But with my iPhone 10, after a year, the phone was in perfect condition except they had small scratches on the front. So
I was just going to ask that, Mike.
So I got a protector this time and put it on my Max.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have one on the 10.
And that, still running around naked on that thing?
I do. No. I bought a case from a company called Peel.
Okay.
A super thin kind of thing? Super thin case. Peel, clear.
P-E-E-L?
Yeah, P-E-E-L, correct. And it's super thin plastic case. It fit, really tight fit. Right. You almost don't know you have a case on it for the back. It covers up the back. I had one on my 10 as well, but...
I'm too clumsy to do that kind of stuff. It's like, there's no way. I'm the type of person that drops phone and goes to reach for it and kicks it. it's a continuous, running joke there.
It's not bad enough just to drop it. You have to kick it as well. Okay.
Mine fell off the table the other day, and it just landed with a solid thud. And I wondered, but it landed flat, like, bump. You're right on the face. Not on the corner or the back. So and everything's fine.
So it was okay. But sometimes, I hate to tell you this, but sometimes you'll get a hairline fracture that you can't see. And the next time it goes bump, that's when you get a crack. And you're like, at that point, you don't even realize you hit it hard at all. But it was already started.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate that. But I was surprised because the iPhone 10 I thought had a really good glass on it. Somehow I scratched it up. Anyway, also my wife's birthday was this past week, and I got her the Series 4, the gold 40mm watch,
and
she absolutely loves it. She had a Series 0 like you did, Vincent.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, huge upgrade. So I spent an entire day setting up two new phones and a new watch.
You have dropped some money at the Apple store in the last month.
Yes. Yes, I have. it's that time of year, right? They come out with all these great things. It's impossible not to. But quick note, when I unpaired her old watch first on her old phone, step one, and that should have made a backup of the watch, correct? When you unpair it backs up to the app on the phone. I then set up her new phone with the latest iCloud backup. That went just fine. When I went to pair the new watch, that backup I had just done was not there to restore from. And then I realized that and this is a good tip for anybody trying to do all this stuff, I realized that after unpairing the watch, I should have then done a new iCloud backup right then and there on the old phone. Because the backup I was restoring from didn't have the latest one from the watch. Well, I ended up setting up her watch as a new watch anyway and made adjustments from there. But it's exhausting trying to set up these new devices. I mean, they've made it easy, but did you notice when you set up your new phone that all you have to do is have another one of your devices near it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is pretty cool. And they've picked that up from the watch. It's the same type of, Prometheus pairing, right?
Right. That same, new iPad, you can do it. It's slick.
And it picks up all the stuff. So that was pretty cool.
It's freaky when it does it with Wi-Fi, like allowing your friend to get on your Wi-Fi access.
Yes.
Your password, it shares it immediately. Yes.
Almost, yeah. First, it asks, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's polite. Yeah.
Yeah.
it asks, but yeah, it is kind of, it should do that, though. We have all these devices connected, right? It shouldn't be that difficult to back stuff up or to get a new device. It's in their own best interest to make these things set up easy, right?
More devices.
Yes.
by the frustration, way, more devices.
Before we get going here, I just want to note, 36 days. That's how long Apple has to release an ECG sensor app for the watch and the AirPower if they want to keep their promises to us. Because both of them were promised by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 36 days to go. So get busy, Apple. I want both of those. by the end of the year.
I may get my mother, who's 78 going on 79, a 4 because she really wants the EKG. She was telling me how much they cost at her age with her insurance. And she's like, can I just get the new Apple Watch and it'll do it? So I think that might be a gift that's coming down the road. And I was talking to her about the release of the technology, and the end of the year was the key day. So 36 days. I hadn't counted, but that's good to know.
36 days from today. Yeah. So yeah, they said by the end of within 2018, and we have 36 days left. You know, they also
I wonder if some people are sweating.
Maybe, but they also promised the AirPower, and that's the one I don't think we're going to see.
Well, we've all kind of that one's gotten kicked under the rug.
Yeah. Well, the key word there is air. It's like vapor. It's vaporware. It's not going to show, I don't think. Anyway, what I thought we'd do, instead of going through the news and whatnot, because there's not a whole lot going on this week since it was a holiday week here in the U.S., I thought we'd do a gift guide, if you will, for the Apple Watch owner or soon-to-be owner, because as I demonstrated, it's the time of year for going to the Apple Store and buying a lot of new stuff. So this is kind of a list of a few things that we like, or we'd either like to get because we're an Apple Watch owner, or would recommend to give to someone. So number one, obviously, and we'll do a round table here, but number one is getting a new Apple Watch. And we just talked about the Series 3 is you can get a heck of a deal on one now if you don't want to get the absolute latest and greatest watch. And if you want to save some money and you're been thinking about getting an Apple Watch, this is the absolute perfect time of year to do it. And to get that Series 3, which is still a great watch. It just doesn't have some of the bells and whistles of the Series 4. So, all right, we'll do this kind of roundtable. I'll kick it off. This is something I got for my wife and her new watch, and that is a charger. Now, we can all use the cable provided by Apple, but I bet if I did a poll, how many people actually use that as their only way to charge the watch? It wouldn't be very many, because there's hundreds of other options to suit just about anyone or any situation as far as charging your watch. Since she also just got a new phone that also has wireless charging too, I got her a combination charger for the watch and the phone to charge wirelessly. Now, there are quite a few of those out there as well, and they're all in different styles. But since we travel so much, I was looking for the smallest, thinnest one available. So this device has only one cable to plug in for both the watch and the phone, which is perfect on the road, and it's super thin. And I've mentioned this before. It's by a company called FUNXIM, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I got in trouble doing that before. you try to pronounce it. I thought it was function, but it's not. It's with an M. Anyway, you use your own Apple Watch charging puck that you wind into the base of this charger. It's very well designed to hide the cable completely. It comes in either black or white finish, and you can get it on Amazon. So you can get Prime 2-day free shipping is also available, and it costs $32. And it is a Qi standard, okay? So it will work with most any wireless charging phone as well. But we're going to assume you have an iPhone, which will work with the... is 8? 8 is wireless, right? Yeah. iPhone 8 and up, right?
Okay.
Yeah. The 7 wasn't wireless, was it?
Don't think so.
Okay, so 8 and up, it'll work with those. But it's just a great... It's small, compact, one thing to plug in, and you can just set them down without fussing with plugging in cables. It is well worth it. And like I said, there's a lot of other ones out there. That's the one I happen to really like. All right, Vincent, what do you got?
Well, along the same vein, I mean, just kind of add to what you were saying, I've been traveling a lot, and so have you. But like one of the most useful things to bring along is one of those, obviously, the portable charging battery packs. And just have those handy so that you're not, in a hotel room, you don't necessarily have a plug at the most convenient places. Never. And you don't want to plug your USB into whatever. But like I've purchased the Anker one. Nomad has one, but they have the battery packs with the dual ports, the USB ports. If you bring your extra, your Apple Watch charging cable and as well as lightning cable for your phone, you can hack that. And so just having that around is definitely super useful. I mean, they range from like $50 to under $100, right? And then you can also use it to charge your AirPod case. But in terms of like, there's one thing I did find along the pair AirPods. I was looking through the Nomad site, and Nomad has these leather Horween sleeves for your AirPod case.
I've seen them.
Yeah, like $30.
Yeah.
And they're like beautiful little things. So if you're looking for a gift that for folks that have AirPods, those are really cool. It's one of those things that you would never buy for yourself, but if you buy it for somebody, I would totally take it.
Yeah. Is that a hint?
yeah, so Form Function Form also has something very similar where it's a keychain where you put the AirPod on there and it slides into the leather sack. And then you snap it onto your keychain and nice. Carry that along. Yes.
Yeah, they make – now, you were talking about charging for the watch. They make those on a keychain also.
That's true.
Little tiny ones that you can take with you, little battery chargers. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah, all great little stocking gifts too, right?
They are.
Something little small, nice little addition to your new watch or one that you've already had for a while. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, what do you got?
Well, Tom, I'm kind of going a little different route here. I thought about some different kind of things that not necessarily that I've purchased, but something that I thought was kind of neat and maybe a bit unusual. So I'm going to talk about something called the Upright Go Posture Trainer. And that's what it does. It trains your posture. So it's on the Apple Store. And basically, it's a little – and I thought about this too because it's – do you give this to someone or not? Like, hey, your posture stinks. By the way, here's a cool device. But I thought it was cool. And I thought I'm gonna look at a review on YouTube. And after I watched it, I was like, it's actually pretty cool. So what it does, it's probably the size of fitting in the palm of your hand. It's white. And it actually sticks to your body. They must have some kind of – adhesive that sticks to your body, and the reviews just had them slap it on their back. It's about 3 or 4 inches below your neckline in the middle of your back. And you set up the little device, and when you are out of posture, it zaps you.
Wow.
And I'm not making this up. And it's on the Apple Store, by the way.
Wow.
So I watched two reviews, and the consistent review was, you know, the first couple of hours, it is annoying and scary and really crazy. You got to wear it a week to really test it out. They said by the second or third day, it was helpful. And at the end of the week, when they looked at their data on their iPhone, they actually had better posture.
Wow.
From anywhere around 50% of the time, they had bad posture, good posture, to up to 80% of the time.
So it actually works.
Yeah, it works. And then there's a watch app that basically gives you when you zap, it gives you a picture of the bed posture, just like a icon, you know. So it was kind of a neat little device, and I found it a little. I was actually looking at some other health and fitness devices, things that I would like, as things I was thinking about other people would like. But then I saw this and saw, how unusual is that? Kind of odd. But, you know, people use it. And just closing out that in the one review that was on YouTube, after the guy took it off, he felt that his posture was maintaining its better position throughout the day, even without the device. So he used it for a couple weeks, and it was kind of cool.
What was the name of that again?
It is called Upright Go Posture Trainer.
Nice. And how much was it?
$79.95.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Probably $6.30 of hardware.
Wow. Pavlov would be proud.
Yes. That's exactly, Vincent.
That's nice. I like that. Pavlov would be proud. Yeah. Okay. I've got something here. Now, this may seem obvious to longtime listeners, but if you're new to the Apple Watch, you may think that the weather app that's included by Apple is fine and It does its job well, but you are missing out on one of the best apps for the Apple Watch since it was released over 3 years ago, and that is Dark Sky. So I kind of take this app for granted now, but mm-hmm. what it does is actually pretty amazing. It gives you what they call hyper-local weather information for exactly where you happen to be at that moment. And this is like futuristic-type features. I mean, you get notifications that not only tell you exactly when it will start raining or how long it will last as well, and it's almost never wrong. I mean, it's kind of spooky how accurate it is. The other day, I was doing a lot of work going from the garage out to a vehicle back and forth and back and forth, and I got a notification it was about to rain in 10 minutes. So it was just enough time to bring everything into the garage, out of the weather. I took a little break until it notified me the rain was going to stop in 15 minutes. It was perfect. It was 100% accurate. So if you're new to the Apple Watch, this is something you should definitely look at getting. It's called Dark Sky. And once you do, that'll be your go-to app to see what's going on weather-wise. And we tend to forget about these apps. They've been around for a mm-hmm. while. And I think Dark Sky's really only had one major update in look and feel since it was released. Mm-hmm. But it's fantastic. Do both of you still use it?
Every day.
Yes, a permanent every day. And then also got Carrot. Right? I think we reviewed Carrot about a year ago mm-hmm. that links to Dark Skies.
Yeah, so it's really nice. All right, Vincent, what else you got?
So I mentioned the nylon sports loop and how I'm completely enamored with it. So and it totally makes your watch a lot lighter. If you feel like it's a little heavier, you can find one on Amazon for less than $10, or you can buy the variety of different Skittles rainbow colored ones that come from Apple for $50. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my recommendation. That you want a stocking stuffer for under $10, and you're buying someone a new watch, get them a nylon sports loop. It is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it is pretty addictive, and I'm sorry that's hook and loop. Is the
hook and loop.
Well, now that's the term for Nike and Apple. If you're buying it from Amazon, I guess they can't call it that, can they?
They call it the nylon sports loop.
Yeah, they don't tell you how it actually fastens, but it is mm-hmm. similar to Velcro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another great tip, actually, for any sort of gift. Apple's bands are really nice, mm-hmm. but they're also really expensive. And mm-hmm. you can pretty much find the exact type of band on Amazon for a fraction of the cost. And some of these actually, like your Sport Loop ones, Vincent.
Yeah.
Some are sold in six packs.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, my mm-hmm. wife has two of them and it's just mm-hmm. like amazing.
But they're good. I mean, they'll sell you six of them at once for, mm-hmm. for less than one at Apple. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you could, man, talk about stocking stuffers. That's just perfect for if you have a new watch.
Right.
The sudden big variety of different bands. That's great. Chris, what else you got?
So I think just a couple things looking at the apps I use all the time. And I think that if you haven't put a pedometer app on your watch, that's something you need to do. There's many of them out there. I've tried a couple. I think Pedometer Plus is the best one. It has a nice complication. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice thing to have on your watch face. And to utilize as you go forward. But linking that into what I also you should do for Christmas is you should definitely do some competitions. So I think mm-hmm. two shows ago I reviewed how the competitions work and how you right. gain points and how you align to a competition. But I think 99.9% of the American population goes on a diet January 1st. And 97.5% are off their diet January 5th.
Is it a total of five entire days?
Yes. No scientific fact there. But I think that doing competitions and linking up with other people and challenging each other is a great way to utilize your watch in a collaborative way and also utilizes features of it so you're not just telling time with it, but also helps you physically and mentally. You know, the challenges are fun and you do as many as you can with the people that you're linked to. And, you know, it really helps to kind of motivate each other to stay healthy. And as I said in the review a couple weeks ago, you can send messages to each other. You can talk smack to each other. You can send rewards to each other. So it's kind of neat. So I would just say that if you're new to the watch, just make sure that you utilize the activity, load up a pedometer, and do competitions.
Yeah, I say it at the beginning of every show. It's the most healthy device mm-hmm. yet, and that's a big part of it. So if you're not using the Apple Watch for any of these health things that it can do, you're missing out on a big chunk of the technology that's on your wrist. And it is pretty amazing what they've been able to do just within that small little square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And you know, you can talk all day about health, and you can talk all day about devices. There's glucose monitors, there's blood pressure monitors, there's activity, there's challenges. There's no reason you shouldn't know as much about your health as possible.
Right, to be able to track it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's sleep or anything else, yeah, it's
exactly.
And that's kind of my one of my New Year's resolutions is to kind of get back on board with a lot of these things, like the sleep. I haven't done the sleep thing in a while. It's been recording, but I haven't really made it a part of my routine mm-hmm. to check it mm-hmm. and then try to improve it, et cetera, et cetera. So those are all great things we should be doing. So I will start that at the first of the year. okay. This next one, this is for people who are new to the Apple Watch or those who have one and may want to learn more about it. Okay. Did you know that there is an official Apple user guide for the Apple Watch and for watchOS 5?
You can download iBooks or something?
Yes.
There you go.
I discovered this while waiting in line for the Apple Watch. It's through the app called Books. It used to be called iBooks.
Now
it's just called Books.
Old school, sorry.
Yeah, on your phone, exactly. I still, when I go to search it, I tap the I and go, oh, no, wait, it's just Books. So anyway, you go to this app called Books on your phone. Do a search for Apple Watch. You will find other books on the Apple Watch, but only one that is from Apple. And it is the missing guide that doesn't come with your watch. It gives you info on every part of the watch for Series 4 and for Series 3 and earlier devices. It describes the gestures to use with the watch. And for watchOS 5, it goes through all the new features. It shows you how to set up and pair your Apple Watch with the iPhone. Maybe I should have reviewed that part again after the last couple of weeks I've had. It takes you through the Apple Watch app on the phone and pretty much goes through all of the features of the OS. It also has a list of all the status icons and what they mean. This is a 278-page guide that's on your phone. It shows you all the available watch faces. It lists every one of them, including all the complications that are available for that watch face, as well as all the data sources for that watch face. This is fantastic information. And the best part, it's free. This is a free guide. So if you already have an Apple Watch or you're new to it, this is a great thing to just browse through. It's one thing I miss about new things these days. They don't give you the book, right?
Sure.
Right.
They don't give you the guide. They used to. Now you have to go online and search and find and listen to podcasts like this to get information. But this is the kind of thing Apple used to do with all their computers, all their stuff, and they just don't anymore.
Save a tree.
What's that?
Save a tree. An eco thing.
Yeah, but how about one little slip of paper that tells you where to get this? Because I don't think people even know this exists. Right.
I think that's the big thing. Knowing it's there, I usually download to my iPod onto Dropbox or something.
What the
iPad?
Yeah.
I should say
iPad. Yeah. I was going to say iPod. Wait, what?
Wait. Hey.
No, I remember back my very first Mac I ever worked on, which was the original Mac, came with a book, mm-hmm. and I took that book home. And I went through the entire thing page by page, and that's how I learned how to use it. And that's how you learn all the ins and outs, you know? it's the engineer speaking directly to you when they write right. these books and these guides. So anyway, check it out.
Yes. It's you learn how to use the option button for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But there's like in this thing, the status icons I thought was kind of amazing. What some of them mean, you know, and what they do. I had no idea some of this stuff. So it's a pretty comprehensive guide.
Well, there is something you said to be proactive versus reactive. Like when something blinks at the top of your watch, you're like, let me Google and see what it is. Oh, versus kind of reading through it and then you become like a resident expert on all that. And when it's proactively researched versus reactively researched.
Exactly. And just reading this and you learn all kinds of things, especially if you're new to the watch. This is a great guide.
But then you'll be overqualified to be on the Apple Watchcast.
Yeah. Well, hey, then we'll have multiple hosts here.
Yeah,
we'll just rotate it out. We'll take a break. How's that?
There you
Let
go.
Let other people do the show. Okay, where were we? Vincent, you got another one?
So if you're not new to the Apple Watch and you happen to have one for the last 3 years and you've collected a bunch of bands, what do you do? How do you keep them all organized? Besides me keeping them in old iPhone boxes that I can sell you. That I haven't thrown out.
Yeah.
What a shout out to the band keeper in terms of like it's a really nice leather binder. And then you have sleeves that are individually separated and you slip your bands into them. And they are ziplocked in place so that they don't slide out. And you can find it on Amazon. So you guys are using it?
Yes, I have. As everybody knows, I have a band problem. as in, I don't have enough. No, I actually have three of those band keepers.
Right.
I'm working on filling my third one. So, yeah, it's a great place. 'Cause I used to keep them in a drawer. And it was kind of cool. I'd set them all out and have them organized, laying flat. But every time I open the drawer, they'd all move. They get messed up, and then it's like, it becomes a mess. You know, there was never a neat way to organize them or keep them or even take them with you. You know, on a trip and that sort of thing. So yeah, that has helped tremendously. So definitely get really look nice. Into that. Let's see. Oh, Chris, you have another one?
Sure. And Tom, just going back a little bit, one of my New Year's resolutions is to learn one new function of my iPad or Mac every day next year.
Nice.
Yeah, because cool. As I've said, I'm probably 5% user, right? I know how to turn it on, do basic things. I'm like, I bet I can be a lot more productive if I just learn one little tidbit every day. That means I have 760, one for each, right? So that's 760 new things. I wonder if I'll have to do a report mid-year to see if there's actually that many.
Well, actually, you just came up with a great idea for an app that pops up once a day with a notification of here's a feature you may not be aware of.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
New tips.
New tips, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And you just select. You select the devices you want to have tips from, and it loads them for you every day. Hey, I love that.
But to answer your question, we were talking a little bit about bands just earlier. But I think that I've kind of fallen in love with the Nike bands. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm kind of a geek when it comes to the Nike bands. I just buy the Apple versions of them. I don't buy the ones from China, although other bands I have no problem buying with China. But for some reason, I like the weight and the feel and the robustness of the Nike bands that come from Apple. And I think they just added two more colors. So I think you have five or six now. And I just think they look spectacular.
They are different.
Yes.
Of all the bands, they feel
their
different.
Colors are more vibrant. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you can kind of see it in the quality of how it's put together with the varying colors through the holes. And as it goes around your wrist. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think there's five or six colors. I haven't gotten the two new ones, but I have all the previous versions of them. And I find myself wearing those 90% of the time. In fact, I have to make a conscious effort to take these off and put other bands on because I just love these bands so much. So if you don't have the Nike watch, go ahead and buy one. And not the watch, but the band, which you can buy separately now. And just put it on and check it out. And I'll bet you'll buy two or three more.
Yeah, for sure. And I have a question. Because I'm trying to remember when they first came out with the Nike band and the Nike watch. Was that Series 2, maybe? I don't remember. One or two.
Was it the two?
Was it or the original one? I don't remember.
No, I think it, they didn't have it for the...
I think it was two.
Yeah.
And anyway, they mentioned that though Apple had created fluorelastomer.
Mm-hmm.
Flubber, as we called it.
Yeah.
And that's something Apple invented, right? Or not?
That's the first time I think the fluorelastomer was used. But
okay, because I'm just wondering if these knockoff bands are using something else. And that's why it feels so different. Feels like it's a different thickness. You know, it almost feels just like plain silicone instead of...
Yeah, I bet they are.
Fluorelastomer is... It's got quality to it.
If you kind of look at them, and not that I do this all the time, but you can pull out four or five bands, get a Nike band from Apple, a regular sport band from Apple, and then get the ones you bought on Amazon, and there'll be two or three different thicknesses, right? They're not standard either. It depends on the manufacturer. Some are kind of flimsy, some are in the middle, but none are as thick and durable as the bands. But when you put them in your hand and you can tell the difference, but once you put them on your watch or your wrist, you really can't.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I've had one that it got scratched and the color's coming off it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not the same color all the way through the band. From China. So, you know, you kind of get what you pay for in some of these.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
So.
And then just saying that out of the ones I kind of gravitate to is the Volt, which, you know, the bright yellow with the black is kind of cool. You can't wear that all the time. And sometimes it clashes with what you're wearing to work. But the one I really wear way too much is the Pure Platinum Black, which is like the white with the black trim around the holes.
I'm wearing the Volt right now.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing the Pure Platinum Black.
You know, and those are nice bands if you're going to get your watch wet. If you're going in the pool or something like that, they're great. I mean, you can wear the Sport Loops too, but they take a little longer to dry out, you know.
Yep.
But have you tested your new watch in the water yet, Vincent?
I have. I took it into the hot tub.
There you go.
It was fine.
Perfect. Did you use your what band did you have on?
It was the nylon sports loop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it dried. I was surprised that it did not. It repelled water better than I thought it would be.
Huh. Yeah, that's neat.
So it's supposed to be sweat proof. Nice. I think you're supposed to run around with it.
That's true to some degree. Yeah. It is. Okay, you guys have any other things you want to mention for the kind of holiday ideas, or are we done for the show?
I have one.
Okay.
One other app. I know that sometimes you don't want to buy something that's just a material thing. I like to buy like experiences. So in terms of a new app, Amazon just released, I think, Audible for the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you want to give someone the gift of books, audiobooks, it's an amazing thing. If you never use Audible, it's like $15 a month. With Amazon Prime, you get Amazon channels for free. They're like podcasts for Prime members. You usually get the first month free, and then you get basically a book as a credit a month, and you can roll up to 5 months if you know you can't keep up with a book a month. And then after that, yeah, it's $15 a month. The first 3 months are like $6.95 as a promo right now, I think.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna check out the Apple Watch app version of this.
Yeah.
They just released that, but Audible's been one of those things. It's been a travel companion for a while, and it's been great to have.
Oh yeah, I have an Audible subscription, and I tend to let it pile up. And then I like buy three or four at once. You know,
right?
It takes me a while to get through all those.
I haven't done that yet. I've been very tempted, but haven't done it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice to have, and I can't wait to try out the Apple Watch app
I just had one quick thing too, Tom. I see it on Reddit all the time, and even on Facebook, because I follow my Facebook's pretty rudimentary. It's basically following sports and beer and Apple. No friends, but I follow all the Apple pages and, you know, see links to Reddit, and it's about like screen protectors for your watch. And do you guys happen to see that when you're kind of perusing the social media? And what are your thoughts on screen protectors?
I think it depends on your use case. You know, my daughter has a degree in automotive technology. So for her, Apple Watch, I would definitely strongly recommend some sort of screen protector, you know, because she's knocking it around a bit. And they come in, what, the plastic kind of things, or they come with
The plastic, hard cases. Clear.
Yeah.
Those now, are two main kinds.
If you're worried about just getting a little scratch here and there in normal use, I don't know that they scratch that easily anymore. Mm-hmm. The new one. Now, the older ones did. But the new version of the glass, probably not as much. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it depends on your use case. How active are you? What are you doing with your watch? I'm a little paranoid about it. It's just if I'm doing something that has any potential of damaging the screen, I'm probably going to wear my older watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Just in case. I don't want to damage the new one. But
that's how I feel. I think it's use case driven or personal preference driven. I'll never have one on mine. But then again, I don't do very industrial things that might damage it.
Right, right. And it's not the same as much as your phone, I guess. But then again, you are swinging your arm around and can probably knock into more things than your phone does. So, I don't know.
I just thought, just get your opinion, because I see that awful lot. You know, I just got a new Apple Watch. Which screen protector should I get, right? And then the comments are varying from, why the heck would you do that, to here's a great one I use all the time.
Right. And I don't know that many people who have them on the watch.
I couldn't pick one out. I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. They came out initially, and then you don't really hear too much about them anymore.
Yeah.
But the hard cases are a different thing. They got those really tough cases and bands, you know, that pretty much seal it up, you know.
Right.
So you can pretty much do anything with those. But all right. Real quick, listener feedback. There's one I want to get to here. This is from Chris. It's K-R-I-S, not your Chris. Chris says, hi, guys. It sounds like you all use the Infograph face mostly right now, as well as from your previous podcasts. I was wondering if any of you know of third-party apps with a nice digital clock for one of the top corner complications. I hate the world clock one. It's too tiny to read, and I don't like using the circular complication for it, as I prefer my calendar events to show up there. There must be a nice digital one in an app that hardly anyone has heard of for those that don't like reading analog time like myself. Just thought I'd see if any of you had felt the same way and found a nice solution. Love the show. Thanks, Chris. Thank you for your email, Chris. I do. I like having the digital clock as well. I think we talked about this. I love the Infograph face, but it does kind of make it difficult to see the time, to focus, you know? Unfortunately, the digital time complication can only be set in the subdial top position. So, and that's where you like to put your calendar. There is no third-party app for this that I am aware of. If any listeners know of any, let us know. But the only workaround right now is to set that top right, or any corner, I guess, to that world clock time for your area. The font, like you said, is much smaller and harder to read. But, you know, I find the hands of the analog face, they don't block the numbers like they do when you put it in the center. And yes, I understand the irony of what I just said. Okay, I have actually glanced at my watch to see the time, and the analog hands have blocked the numbers. Stupid things get in the way of telling time. How can I see the time with these clock hands in the way? So Chris, that for now is the best solution that I can think of. I know it doesn't help because it's so small when you use the world clock up in the corner. I don't know if either of you have looked at that. Had someone else had mentioned that they like putting the world clock in the upper corner because if they can just glance at part of their watch from their sleeve, they can still see the time.
That's interesting.
Yeah, which That's makes true. Sense. But I understand you want the calendar one in the center. And you get more information there.
Mm-hmm.
But those darn analog hands just get in the way of telling time. So maybe Apple will offer us an Infograph without the analog time. That would be a nice solution to that. I mean, they have the modular one, but it just doesn't have as many.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So
I think you have a couple apps to start coding, Tom.
Yes. Actually, I really like the app idea of tips. I'm sure there's one out there. But All right. Anyway, thank you for your comments. I don't have time to get to all of them, but we do love getting them and trying to answer them here on the show. So send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com and we'll try to read it here on the show. Is there anything else before we start hearing voices and then realize that it's someone on walkie-talkie?
No. Oh man, yeah.
Have you done that?
I was waiting for your tagline, Tom.
You what?
I'm always waiting for your tagline.
My tagline?
Yeah, your tagline to end the show. It's interesting what you come up with.
Oh yes, I guess this is a tagline, isn't it? I just try to come up with something that's going on that week, you know. but yeah, that's. Man, that is so, because like Chris, you did a walkie-talkie for me a while back. I was at a show. We're setting up the booth, and all of a sudden I hear this voice. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's Chris. it's neat. And now my wife has the new watch, so we can do, there's another person I can do walkie-talkie with, which is great.
Right.
All right, so anything else? No?
No.
All set. Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page. It's at patreon.com/applewatchcast. Doesn't cost a whole lot to subscribe, and it does help us to continue to produce our show. So check it out at patreon.com/applewatchcast. Links to some of the stuff we talk about on our show can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. Subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review while you're there. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or even about our show, just send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com and we'll try to read it here on the show. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.